Murray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The 145th running of the Kentucky Derby happens tomorrow.
I really like the party and the hats and getting all dressed up.
Of course you would.
Yeah, last year I was at a big derby party in Barrington.
Okay.
And I got a fabulous hat made.
Well, you have to have a horse that you need to root for.
Of course.
If you're going to a party.
Absolutely.
So that's why we have the expert on, Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. Jim, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Jim.
I'm doing good, and I'll tell you, the party at Churchill Downs can be one of two different things, because I've experienced it both ways. I've been in the infield for a derby, and I've been in the grandstand for the derby, and it's two far different experiences, but I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun either way.
I heard that the infield, you don't even pay attention to the race.
Right.
Yeah, that's about right. When I was there, I saw maybe two jumps of the actual race of the Derby. There was just so much else going on. And the chance to get a view, unless you want to be pressed against the fence with about 10 people right behind you, you really don't have a shot. So it's really just for the experience. But even in the grandstand, we had decent seats, but when the Derby came up, you kind of had to jockey for your own position to watch the race about an hour and a half before.
Wow.
Don't leave that spot, or you're going to lose that spot to somebody else who wants to go out there and watch the live running of the Derby.
And I heard the hats were way better in the grandstand than they are in the infield.
If somebody has a hat on by the time they get to the Derby in the infield, that's been a day that they haven't enjoyed too much. But I'll tell you, in the grandstand, the fashion is great. It really is. It's a cool experience. They put on a great show. It is the biggest day in racing, and there'll be 150,000 people there to cheer on 19 runners now in the Derby tomorrow. And it is. It's a really interesting and a really fun race.
150,000 people watching this race, and the infield is like a tailgate party. People are just partying. They're drinking in the infield. That's what they're doing.
And the party starts early, too. I mean, the gates are opening there at Churchill Downs at 8 a.m. You're going all the way till about 6 p.m. when the Derby actually runs. So those people are fully lubricated by the time you get to the Derby event. But you do really pack them in. And they're talking about a chance of rain tomorrow, too. So
it always rains at that Derby.
It doesn't
lately,
change
the
libations, though. Those people are starting tonight with their mint juleps.
Oh, yeah. They're going after it tonight, and it is. It really is. It's a week-long party there at Churchill Downs. They do a great job with all the festivities just surrounding the event of the Kentucky Derby. But the event on hand really is the race itself. It is a very good race this year, and could be an interesting race because there's some chances that some big prices coming in also.
Omaha Beach is out. That was the favorite. What happened?
Yeah, Omaha Beach has a thing called an entrapped epiglottis, and basically what it comes down to is just a slight breathing problem. The horse came back from a workout on Wednesday, had a couple of coughs in the barn, and the trainer did the right thing. They took a look at it immediately right then. They could have waited a couple days and said, oh, we'll see if it gets better. We'll see if we can get by in the Derby, but they did what was best by the racehorse, because this is a very talented racehorse. Give it a little bit of time. It's a very quick surgery that they actually completed this morning on the horse, and this is a horse that'll be back a little bit later in the year. But by going and saying that we're going to come out of the race early, they actually allowed another horse into the race, a horse by the name of Bodie Express, who was listed on the outside looking in just because he didn't have enough points. So he gets that opportunity to run in the race. And for those connections, it's a great experience, and they get that chance to run. Bodie Express breaks from the far outside in the race. But hey, you know what? They did everything right by Omaha Beach. They did everything right to get Bodie Express a shot. So it really is kind of a feel-good story to get this horse into the race, knowing that the other horse is going to be okay.
Bodie Express was one of the ones I picked.
Well, there you go. The horse ran a great race in that last start out, actually, and it would be really interesting because he's never won a race in its life, but he ran second in a million-dollar race in his last start out. So don't count this horse out completely. He does break from the far outside. He has speed to be a factor early on, and there are some people that are actually giving him a little bit of a shot to be in the mix.
Bodie Express
I picked him because I thought his name was Bod Express, and I liked it. So I picked by name. So I like Code of Honor and Bod Express.
At 30-1, so Bodie Express is in the 20 slot, which is all the way at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got to come all the way in.
But we're talking to Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. I heard that the one slot, You don't want to be in the one slot because you get pinned in, and when you take off from Churchill Downs, it's kind of a curve. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a very short run into the first turn for the Kentucky Derby, and you say it's a short run for the fact that when you have 20 horses, you really want to find that position. I mean, they do get to come past the grandstand the first time into the turn, but it is a little bit angled coming out of the inside there because you do have to come out and almost come outward a little bit, like you say, just to find that position early on. So when you have a field of this size, you look at those horses from the inside, and really, you have one of two options. You either hope and pray that everybody breaks in a straight line, or you hope that you're going to have a kind of catch a flyer and really get out of there quickly and try to get that position early on. And there's numerous horses along the inside that do have some speed and might have to do so. But yeah, the inside really, really is very tough to win from in the Derby. You're much better off with your chances from posts 18, 19, and 20 than you are from 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, we have the expert 18, on
19,
the phone.
20, they are 1, 2, and 3. Okay, I like that.
We have
That's
the expert
good.
On the phone. Let's do a whip around and everybody say your horse and we'll have Jim comment. So Jane, what's your horse?
Well,
one horse.
I can't pick Code of Honor.
You can pick whatever you want.
And Bod Express.
No, it's Bodie Express.
You can already talked about Bodie Express.
One horse.
Fine.
Pick a horse.
Code of Honor.
Code of Honor.
We heard about Bodie Express already.
Code of Honor at 12-1 in the 12 slot. Jim, go ahead.
And has a good shot. And the thing with Code of Honor, John Velasquez is the jock who's been on this horse each of those last three starts, racing in some of the biggest preps in Florida, raced in the Fountain of Youth, ran a really nice race and was victorious in that race, and then came back in the Florida Derby, and I thought ran a pretty respectable race because this horse got bumped at the start, had a little bit of a troubled trip early on, and then there really wasn't much pace to chase after. So the Kentucky Derby, typically you get a lot more speed up front early on. You could have a contested pace, and that helps a horse like Code of Honor because you won't see this horse much the first time around. He'll be near the back of the pack, but if the pace is really speedy and contested up front, this is a horse that could be flying late.
All right.
It doesn't sound like a winner, though.
I still like Body Express.
All right. Vivi, what's your horse, Vivi?
I'm going to go with Cutting Humor.
Oh.
Give me something good,
Humor
Jim.
At 30-1. Okay. Jim?
This is the kind of interesting horse this morning, only for the reason that when Omaha Beach scratched, Omaha Beach was the morning line favorite, and his jockey was Mike Smith. Well, when Omaha Beach came out, the connections of Cutting Humor said, hey, we can get a Hall of Fame jockey who won the Kentucky Derby last year and get him in the saddle. So they actually replaced their rider in Corey Lannery with Mike Smith. So Mike Smith will be aboard this horse in the Kentucky Derby. He just won last year aboard Justify. And Cutting Humor is a horse that I think is being overlooked by a lot of people. He ran a really good race in the Sunland Derby.
Okay.
And this is a race that kind of gets overshadowed by a lot of other races. But if you remember a long shot by the name of Mind That Bird that won a few years ago,
right?
He won
at
50-1. His last start was the Sunland Derby before he raced in the Kentucky Derby. So Cutting Humor is coming out of a race that people are going to overlook, and thus the reason you're seeing 30-1. But he's a horse that could sit in the middle of the pack, picks up a Hall of Fame jock in Mike Smith now, and he's another horse that could find actually really good position and be a threat late at a big price.
Okay.
I knew all that, Jim. That's why I picked it.
You're on top of it. You know exactly what you're looking at there.
Jim
That's great.
Is so positive about all the horses.
Well,
he gives them all a good shot. It's like the grass is always greener with every horse.
You know what? You kind of have to look at it this race, only for the fact that we've had so many favorites winning in the Kentucky Derby recently, but they've really been these well-regarded horses. Justify, California Chrome, American Pharoah, these horses that were kind of standouts amongst everybody else in the field. And this year, we just don't have that. And that's the reason why anybody can be in with a shot, but also the reason why right now the favorite after today's wagering was actually at 5-1 odds, which meant even if the favorite won the Kentucky Derby, it's still going to pay $12. So there really is a lot of value out there.
All right, Roger, what's your horse?
Win, win, win.
Yeah.
Win, win, win. Roger. All right, Jim? Yeah.
I'll try to be nice to you, Roger. Here's the reason why, Roger.
Okay.
I look at those last two races for win, win, win.
Mm-hmm.
The horse comes from way out of it. So the thing about win, win, win is he'll need a perfect trip. He'll need that Mind That Bird type of trip where
right.
he just gets everything the right way, where he has the juke and jive. But you look at the last couple of races. Two races back, he finished behind Tacitus, who's also in the Kentucky Derby. His last start out, he finished behind Vekoma, who's also in the Kentucky Derby. So for me, when you're running behind some of these horses that are in in the race, you really do have to improve to try to catch up to those horses. That doesn't mean that he can't come flying late and be in the mix underneath in the trifecta and superfecta. I just think he's going to need everything to go exactly right if he's going to win the Derby.
But let's add that his win in the Pasco Stakes was with the jockey who will be on him.
Yes.
In the Kentucky Derby. So he ran those two races that he didn't win first with different jockeys.
I don't know if it's working. But
I'm sorry. That's
Jim?
What I was looking at.
Sounds like you've done some research.
Jim, your response?
I think that's great. I love your thought process. The one thing with the Pasco, that was 7/8 of a mile, and now we're going 1.25 miles. So that does make things a little bit different. But Irad Ortiz Jr., the jock who was aboard this horse in each of those last two starts, actually chose to ride improbable. Who's the five horse in the Kentucky Derby. So you do at least get Julian Pimentel back, who is familiar with the horse, so I think that is a plus. He hasn't ridden the horse around two turns, so we'll see what kind of trip he gives, but this is a horse. He's going to be sitting back there early on with Cutting Humor, and he'll be trying to close late, so see what we get out of win-win-win.
We're talking with Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. Jim, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give you my horse, and I want you to give us who you think is going to win the Kentucky Derby, okay?
Of course.
You got it.
All right, that's coming up next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. On the phone with us is Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse talking about the Kentucky Derby. It is my turn to pick a horse.
It is your turn, Pete.
And with my experience picking a horse, you look at history and you look at the Bill Belichick of horse racing. And who would that be, Jim?
So you got to be talking about Bob Baffert, is my guess.
Bob Baffert. So you go with his horse. That's what I'm doing. So I'm taking Game Winner.
All right. I was curious.
Boy, that was enthusiastic.
I thought he would love that. I thought he'd love it.
He's got Game Winner.
It looks like
he's got Roadster right next to it, and he's got Improbable. So I was curious to see actually which of the three that you were going to take. But you take a good one in Game Winner. Game Winner was the two-year-old champion last year. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, undefeated through four races as a two-year-old. Now, this year, he's made a couple of starts, and actually, I thought both of his races were pretty good. He did finish second in both of them, but you look at the race two back on March 16th, he finished second and was beaten only a nose behind Omaha Beach. Now, Omaha Beach was going to be the favorite in the Derby before he scratched, so Game Winner's coming out of a very respectable race there. Now, in the last race in the Santa Anita Derby, again, he finished second, but his trip was terrible. It was a short field. There was only six horses in the race, and this horse was wide the entire way around. He finished second to Roadster, who's another Bob Baffert horse who breaks right next to that one in the starting gate here in the Kentucky Derby. But Game Winner, I think, is going to run a really nice race. He's probably going to be 7 or 8 to 1, but he's a horse that will sit maybe 5th or 6th early on, and he just has to work out a trip. He needs to avoid going real wide. If he can save a little bit of ground through the turns, and he should be able to do so if he's sitting 5th or 6th early on. I think he has a big, big shot, and I think he could win this race.
Oh, Pete, Game Winner.
Down the stretch they come.
All right, Jim, who are you taking to win the Kentucky Derby?
I am looking to a Hall of Fame trainer, but I'm looking to a different Hall of Fame trainer. I'm actually going to trainer Bill Mott. He is the 8 Tacitus in here, and Tacitus is a horse that I really like the couple of races that he's run this year. We talked about win-win-win a little bit earlier on, and Tacitus was the horse that beat win-win-win in the Tampa Bay Derby back on March the 9th. And then that last race in the Wood Memorial, that was kind of the telling sign for me for Tacitus, because, again, a pretty good field there. Haikal, who just got scratched out of the Kentucky Derby this morning, was in that race. Tax, who's also in the Kentucky Derby, was in that race. And Tacitus got bumped at the start, but he's a horse that he's so large. When he gets bumped, horses kind of bounce off of him. So even though a horse ran into him early on, it was the other horse that really took the brunt of it. And Tacitus just found his position. And when he was asked to go, he really took off strongly, finished very nicely, went on to win by a length and a quarter. And he does draw a good post. He gets post number 8, but he gets the help of Maximum Security just to his inside, who is a horse that really is kind of a gun-and-go speed type of horse. So Tacitus doesn't have to worry as much about what's going to happen to his inside, because Maximum Security should clear off of him pretty quickly. I just think he's going to sit back a little bit early on, maybe settle back 7th or 8th. He should get a really good trip, and I'm just hoping that he can continue to improve like he has been and wear him down late. But he is one of those horses that took early money. He was part of a trio at 5 to 1 as a favorites, and I think he can win the Derby.
Here's the thing.
You think over Maximum Security, huh?
Yeah, Maximum Security is a horse that's going to be out there on the lead. The question is anybody else going to go with him? And really, you look at War of Will on the inside. We talked about it, that he may have to go from the inside just because he has no other option but to try to get away. And then you get Bodie Express all the way on the far outside, who, again, may have to try to leave the gate running just to get tucked in so he's not hung 10 wide into the first turn. So I'm just curious to see if Maximum Security gets to cruise along on the lead or if he's going to face a little bit of pressure. It'll be one of two things. If he gets to cruise along on the lead, he may be long gone. If you get just a couple of horses, though, that push him along early on, he might suck back through that field when they turn into the top of the stretch.
So Tacitus is at the 8 position. Roger took Win 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 at 13. Code of Honor, Jane, your horse, is at number 12.
Yeah.
Game Winner, who I took, is at 15. And Vivi, Cutting Humor, is at number 10. So the sweet spot is between, what, 3 and 7, the position?
No, I think you want to go even further outside than that. You probably want to go from, say, 7 out till about 14.
Okay.
And only for the reason that, like we mentioned, if you get any horse along the inside that just breaks inward just a little bit coming out of the starting gate, it really kind of piles those horses up because everybody's kind of trying to angle in from the outside going into the first turn. And the far outside can still stick you 5 or 6 wide. But if you're in kind of that middle of the pack, that's where really you can find that position. Even if you run into a little bit of trouble early on, you're still not going to get hung real wide into that first turn. So that's kind of what horses are looking for when they're choosing those post positions.
Man, I feel like I know my stuff now. I really do. Jim, can we follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at Hawthorne Jim, and I'll be posting picks during Derby Day. We had a harness racing tonight. We opened our harness season at Hawthorne tonight, and it was off to a good start, and we'll be racing all summer long for that. And we're busy here. We go year-round, basically, with racing now at Hawthorne.
I love it.
Tell parties.
Tim Carey, Pete and Jane say hello, okay?
I will do so for sure.
All right. Thank you,
thanks,
my friend.
Jim. Have fun tomorrow.
All right. Good luck to all of you with your selections. I hope they all tie right there at the wire and there's a four horse that heat you all win.
That is Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. It's 720 WGN.